Heavenly Father, we thank you for another opportunity in your presence to worship you with other believers. And truly, our fellowship is with Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you for thy word this morning. As we enter into it, we know that you said it brings light. And as the word of God has said and declared, let him that speaks speak as the oracles of God. We thank you for that this morning. We give you all the praise and all the glory. And everybody says, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Put your hands together for the Lord Jesus. Amen. Well, I'm going to start here this morning in Isaiah chapter 50 and verse 4. And the title of my message is A Word in Season. A Word in Season. And I'm going to start in Isaiah chapter 50 and verse 4. The Lord God has given me the tongue of the learned. Amen, somebody? Well, I don't know if that's your testimony, but that's my testimony. The Lord God has given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary. He wakeneth morning by morning. He wakeneth mine ear to hear as the learned. Amen? So the Lord has given me a word in season. I'm going to tell you more about that in a few minutes. You know, the word of God is so precious. Hallelujah. And I am so thankful for the opportunity to share his word from time to time right here on this pulpit. And so that's what we're going to be talking about this morning, a word in season. So now, Deuteronomy chapter 32. And I'm going to read from verses 1 through 4. This is Deuteronomy chapter 32. And I'm going to read from verses 1 through 4. Now we're talking this morning about a word in season. Give ear, O ye heavens, and I will speak. And hear, O earth, the words of my mouth. Amen? My doctrine shall drop as the rain. My speech shall distill as the dew, as a small rain upon the tender herb, and as the showers upon the grass. Because I will publish the name of the Lord, and I want you to ascribe greatness unto our God. Come on, somebody say, how great thou art, O Lord! Say it again, how great thou art, O Lord! Listen to this. He is the rock. Don't you ever, you know, think that there's anybody else that has that name. Jesus is the rock. His work is perfect. All his ways are judgment. He is a God of truth and without iniquity, and just and right. He is all the time. Amen. So my doctrine shall drop this morning as the rain. My speech shall distill as the dew this morning by the grace of God. Amen. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Well, you know, there is power in the spoken word. And when you know how to bring the word of God, there is always a great blessing that follows. Now, I want you to know that God has put his spirit within us. He has put his spirit within you. He has put his word in your mouth. You know, but you must speak that word, you know. So let's see what the Lord has to say about, you know. And I can notice, you know, the Spirit of God already moving this morning in the prayer segment that preceded the praise and worship, if you were here. And, you know, they were already declaring and speaking things to various situations. And I said, wow, you know, that will go right with the message here this morning, because the Spirit of the Lord is the same. Amen. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Now in Colossians 4. Colossians chapter 4 and verse 6. The Bible says, let your speech, he said, always be with grace, seasoned with salt, that you may know how to answer every man. You know, let your speech be with grace. Let it always be you know, a word in season, you know, and if you are close to the Lord and you let the Holy Spirit illuminate your mind, He will give you the right word in season for the right occasion to encourage somebody. But also, you can speak into your own situations. Amen. So we're going to be talking about that for just a few minutes. Let your speech be always with grace. Whether you are speaking to somebody else or speaking to your own situation, let it be seasoned with salt to get rid of all the bitterness. Amen. And that you may know how to encourage everybody and also to answer everybody. You know, so let your speech. Now, a word that is fitly spoken, you know, I mean, it's like poetry in motion. It's like, you know, art. You know, the Bible describes it as apples of gold in pictures of silver. You'll find that in Proverbs 25 and verse 11. It says, a word that is fitly spoken. That's Proverbs 25 and 11. It's like apples of gold in pictures. I mean, you ever seen, you know, all these great artists and so forth, you know, I mean, paint those great pictures and so forth. Now, and he's painting a picture here. So when you speak a word that is just right, you know, it's as beautiful as apples of gold in pictures of silver. That's Proverbs 25 and verse 11. 1 Peter chapter 3 and 15. You know, he says, look, you need to sanctify the Lord in your hearts always, so that you will always be ready to share a wonderful testimony of the reason of the hope that is in you. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 15. But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and be always ready to give an answer to every man that asketh you for the reason of hope that is in you with meekness and fear. So, you know, always be ready with a word in season. You know, now that's a word in season for somebody else, but then we're also going to be looking at a word in season for yourself, you know. Now, the word, the gift that is called the word of knowledge, you know, plays a very important role in bringing a word in season. A word in season, you know, the right word at the right time. You know, and I've found that even, you know, the Lord will drop that word into my heart sometimes for a message to bring in the church. You know, and I'll be thinking, I say, Lord, you know, what would you have me say to your people? And He'll bring that word. And He'll just drop, you know, like, you know, something in my mind. And He'll tell me something about, you know, what He wants me to say. And it's a word. And it'll come like that. And sometimes it'll bring knowledge of the situation that's going on, you know, with people and so forth, you know, and then He'll say, you know, well, I want you to say this and I want you to do that, you know. And when the word comes in season, it always packs power and it brings great comfort. Hallelujah, somebody. Now, I want you to know that words can be very powerful. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 6 and verse 2, a man is a snare. You are ensnared. You are taken by your own words. You are taken and ensnared by your own words. You know, so if you speak positive words and you speak power and life into your situation, then, you know, that's the kind of result that you will get. But if you also speak negative things, say, well, I can't do that, you know, everything is falling apart and so forth like that, you know, then, yeah, everything will be falling apart. Amen? But if you speak positive things, praise the name of Jesus. Because a man is ensnared by the words of your mouth. You are taken by your own words. You know, so, you know, be careful what you say. You know, now, the more you meditate on His word, the more you read the word and let that word be a part of you. The Bible says, let the word of God dwell richly in you. The more that happens, the more you find that your word becomes more like God's word. You know, you'll be able to speak just like He speaks. Amen. Even your prayers will change because you will be, you know, your prayers will be loaded with the word of God. Amen. When you're praying with the word of God, you are sure to get results. You know, because you can say, the Lord Himself said, you know, plead your cause. Declare it again that you might be justified. You know, bring it. And then you can bring the word to the Lord and say, Lord, this is what your word says. And you can stand with that word, and also you can turn around and use that word as a sword of a spirit against the devil. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. Now death and life are also in the power of the tongue. You'll find that in Proverbs 18 and 21. You know, so you can speak death, you know, negative, critical, and also forth kind of things, you know, or you can speak grace and, you know, salt and season. Your speech can be, your doctrine, your speech can drop as rain and as refreshing. That's what that means. It means your speech is always refreshing. You know, your doctrine would drop as rain, as a dew, and so forth like that. You can bring grace. You can bring refreshing, you know, to the hearers, or even to your life. You know, when your soul is cast down, you got to know how to speak the word to your soul. Amen? Hello, church. You're too quiet here this morning. Amen? You got to know how to speak the word to your soul. The psalmist, he knew how to do that, you know, just like, I mean, as well as anybody else in that Bible, perhaps even better sometimes. Psalm 42, if you want to turn with me to that and see what, you know, what he had to say. Several times in this verse, he would speak to himself. He would say, you know, why art thou cast down, O my soul? Psalm 42 and verse 5. Why art thou disquieted within me? And he would talk to himself. He would talk to his own spirit. He would talk to his own soul. And he would say, hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. Can somebody say amen? Amen. You know, instead of saying, well, you know, I don't know, you know, things are gloomy and so forth like that. Speak to your soul. Speak the words of life. The best thing you can do for your soul is to speak and bring the word of God into your soul and enact his promises in your life. You know, enforce what God has already said. Speak it to yourself. You know, there may be a situation of disease or sickness or whatever. You got to speak the word. Hello, somebody. You got to say, I know that I have been healed by his stripes. Praise God. You know, it doesn't matter. Look, you got to stay with the word of God. Now, as long as you are in this flesh, you're going to have challenges. You're going to have days, you know, that you feel like the pelican. You know, someone would say, you know, I'm like the pelican, like an owl in the desert. You know, my days are like the shadow that declines. You know, there will be days that you feel like that and so forth. You know, well, but, you know, the reason you feel like that most of the time is because, you know, of being gone from God's presence. That's right. You know, if you are in his presence is fullness of joy. Hallelujah. If you are in the presence of the Lord, you won't feel so downcast all the time and so forth. You won't feel so, you know, depressed and all of that. But occasionally the enemy will cheap shot you, try to get you and so forth. Well, that's the time when you ought to rise up and speak the word. You know, or if somebody else that you know is in that situation, speak the word to them also, you know, that can bring a refreshing in that, in those circumstances. You know, the word of God is so powerful. I'm going to show you the example from God himself, how God used the word, you know, how God would speak, and how Jesus, you know, when he came also would speak the word in season. And so forth. You know, let's start from the very beginning. In Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 3. For by faith we understand that the worlds, that's plural, were framed by the word of God. Hallelujah. You know, so that things which are seen were not made out of things which were already there. God made everything out of nothing by his word. Did I get amen? He made everything out of nothing by his word. In fact, we are also told in Romans chapter 4, verse 17, the same thing. He said, God calleth those things that are not as though they already are. But he does it by his word. Praise God. All he has to say is, let there be light, let there be this, let there be that, let the sun and the moon be over there, and let them be for signs and for seasons and so forth like that. And he would say, until this day, one word from him, and they still obeyed. Hallelujah, somebody. That's all he had to say. The Bible says, they looked unto him and they were enlightened. All of God's creation, the sun gets its brightness by looking to the Lord. How many of you know that's true? It's in the Bible. They looked unto him and they were enlightened. You know, the sun will be ashamed. You know, that's why the sun was ashamed, you know, when Christ was on the cross. Because that was things turned upside down. That was the righteous being punished for sin and the sun was ashamed. You know, so, you know, if there was no, you know, brightness of God, the sun would be gone. Amen? Praise God. You know, I want to tell you something also about God. You know, this was a part of my message, but the Lord is just bringing to my mind right now. You know, the Lord is light. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And in him is no darkness at all. Amen. And did you know that when the Bible talks about the shadow of the Almighty, did you know, and I'm getting this by the Holy Spirit right now, did you know that God's shadow, this very shadow, is brighter than the sun shining in its strength? Hallelujah, somebody. Because God is completely light. There is no darkness in him. So even his shadow cannot cast any darkness. Hello, somebody. That's right. The shadow of God is brighter than the brightest sunshine day. That's right. Because he is the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, and that is the kind of light that you should have in your life. You know, so when your days are dark, seemingly, or gloomy, you need to declare the light of God. You need to say that God, who is the Father of lights, amen, that makes me a light, you know, and you need to speak that light into your situation. You know, God is not the author of confusion. You know, so if there's confusion in your situation, speak the light of God. Speak the word of God into that situation. Amen. Praise the name of Jesus. And that's how God did in the beginning. You know, he looked at all the confusion that, you know, well, you know, there's another message behind that, but, you know, there were some satanic, you know, cataclysmic upheavals that happened in there after God created things. You know, God looked at all of it and he didn't look right. And then he said, look, he saw the chaos. He saw that it was void and without form, and he didn't like it at all. So he said, you know, let things begin to come to order. You know, the Spirit of God began to move, you know, and God began to bring good things out. And he began to pronounce the things that he wanted. Amen, somebody? Amen. Praise God. And in fact, he put that kind of knowledge upon Adam after he created him. He put that word of knowledge, he put that incredible, you know, spirit upon him. And he brought all the animals, the Bible said, he brought all the animals to Adam. And he said, well, whatever you name it, that's what it is. You know, and God put that word of knowledge, and Adam would look at it and say, yeah, you're going to be a called lion. And that's the way it is till today. Amen? Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. You know, so, you know, and he put that word in his mouth. He put it in Adam's mouth too, and he knew what to do. You know, and he set all those creation and all those things, he put them in order. You know, he put all those things in order. Every day, he had his work cut out for him too. You know, but he spoke the word and put them in order, you know, and so forth. And he would tell those animals if they wanted to get out of hand, you know, behave yourselves over there, and they would do it too. Because the Lord said, have dominion, and subdue the earth. And he did exactly that until the fall. And every evening, God would come by and there's fellowship with him and so forth like that. And then say, hey, Adam, how'd you do today? He said, well, I had a full day, I had a good day, and so forth. He'll tell the Lord, and the Lord will fellowship with him. And sometimes he'll say, well, you know, this challenging situation, and get some advice from the Lord. You know, you don't think the Lord did all of that? Sure, he did. And he fellowship with him, and he gave him the word to speak. And Adam knew exactly the word to speak in every situation, you know, and bring everything under control. And that was the case until the fall. Now, Jesus came and restored all of that. Hallelujah. So that we can have that same kind of fellowship and we can have that same kind of power through his word. To speak the word in every situation. bring a word in season. When men are cast down, the Bible says, you know, that, you know, you will have the right word to say to them that there is a lifting up. Hallelujah, somebody. So when men are cast down, you know, there is a lifting up that you can bring through the word of God, you know. And I've looked, you know, throughout the scriptures, and I have seen that the Bible says that if you are zealous of spiritual gifts, if you are zealous of preaching or zealous of any of these things, which are good, you should seek to the edifying of the body of Christ. You know, I've always loved and I've always prayed. I said, Lord, you know, if I would speak but five words or whatever it is, you know, let it edify somebody. Amen? Let it bring a lifting up to somebody that is down. Because that's what it's all about, you know. And let there be a picking up, you know, through my words to somebody, you know, and let somebody be impacted, you know, to move forward in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, so, you know, these are some of the things that God wants us to, you know, to do, is let the word of God so dwell richly in you, you know, that you will know how to speak it to every situation, not only to others, but also to yourself, you know, and in any way that you, you know, that you find yourself, you will have the opportunity, if you have that word, to be able to speak it to yourself. I'm going to read to you from Job chapter 22. It says from verse 21, acquaint now thyself with him and be at peace. Thereby shall good come unto thee. And he begins to tell you all the things that you can have and so forth. And he says, when you shall delight yourself in the Lord, the Almighty, you know, and you shall lift your face up unto God, and you make your prayer unto him, he will hear you, you pay your vows and all of that. Thou shalt also decree a thing, verse 28, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon your ways. Your ways will never be dark. Amen. And when men are cast down, you will have a word to speak to lift them up and so forth. And the Lord will save a humble person. Well, what about when you yourself are cast down? What about when you yourself have a situation? You ought to be able to speak and prophesy the word of God into your own life. Amen. Amen, somebody. When you're sick, you know, and you're afflicted with anything, you know, you ought to say, look, you know, this sickness does not belong in my body. Amen. You know, one time, you know, the angel said to them, why do you seek the living among the dead? You know, so, and that's the same kind of question that the Lord, you know, asks of you, you know, want to ask of you, you know, go down to the hospital and so forth, you're among the sick. Lord say, well, what are you doing there? You know, you are well, why are you among the sick? You know, you got to use the word of God to bring complete wellness to your entire being, to your soul, to your mind, to your spirit, and to your body. Amen. The word of God will bring complete wellness. The Bible says concerning the word of God in Hebrews 4 and 12, it is quick and it is powerful and it is sharper than any two-edged sword, you know, and it can, you know, divide asunder the soul and the spirit and can go inside the bones and the marrows. Hallelujah, somebody. That means you can speak the word of God into your own bones. You can speak the word of God into your marrows. Hallelujah. And your marrows can begin to generate new blood, new blood cells. Hallelujah. You can speak the word of God into those things, those areas in your life. You know, and God, you know, the word of God is also a discerner of every thought and intent. Hallelujah. God, you know, through his word, made the heavens. And everything is kept by the word of his power till this day. You know, praise God. And his word will never fall to the ground. And he has given us this word for us to use. Now, if we speak the word in the right season, oh, what a lift it can be. Now, suppose you're facing financial situation or whatever, you know, and all of that. You know, of course, you know, the Lord you know, once in a while, he'll do things like, you know, stare the pool, the angel will come down, whoever gets in there and so forth. You know, he did that once in a while, or like the last couple of services, the Lord will bring, the anointing of increase, to bring blessing in your life. You know, I mean, that's good. That will encourage you and so forth. But this is every day that you can have. Every single day, you can have and use the word of the Lord for success in your life. Amen. Hallelujah. Every single day. And that is why he said the word of the Lord shall not depart from your mouth. Not exactly your heart, but your mouth. Because with the heart you believe it, but with the mouth you make that confession. You've got to speak that word in every situation. Hallelujah. And you've got to work with the word. You can't be speaking the word and then doing something contrary to the word. Amen, somebody. If you say, well, I'm healed, then you get up from that bed then. Amen, somebody. Praise God. You can't say, well, I'm healed, and then you lay down in bed all day long. Well, you need to get up from the bed if you are healed. If you ever notice that, that's how Jesus used to say to them, take up that bed. Get up from that bed. Amen, somebody. You lay in the bed of affliction, get up from that bed. Even Peter and John, they say, hey, we don't have money to give you, but what we have, we give unto you in the name of Jesus Christ. Get up from that bed, Get up from that bed of affliction. You got to get up and speak that word to yourself and to your situation. Amen? Amen. Praise God. No matter what you're going through, I remember one time that I was in hospital 10 years ago. You heard this. And, I spoke that word to myself all the time. Said one day after surgery, physical therapist person came in. I couldn't walk from here to barely to that door. I had all kinds of things sticking out of my body, tubes and stuff. And I said to her, I'm going to climb this building to the top floor tomorrow. And she said, Mr. Adeyemi, let's just take it easy now. Because I couldn't even walk from the bed to the door. And I said, tomorrow, I'm going to walk to the top of this building, from the second floor to the sixth floor, whatever it was. Of course, she said, she didn't believe any of it, but I didn't care. I can speak the word to my situation. Amen. And of course, that day, the next day, of course, I walked to that top of that building. Oxygen tank and all. Dragging that thing behind me and all that. She said, let's take it. Let's go back to them. I'm not going back to them. I'm going to the top of this building. Hallelujah, somebody. Because no sickness is going to put me down. The devil got me for that for a few days and so forth like that. But we overcame. By the blood of the Lamb. And by the word of our testimony. And I'll testify every day that I don't belong here. In fact, the doctors will come and look at, they come in my room and so forth. I was in that hospital room for a couple of weeks or so. And they will be looking for the patient. I'll be sitting down in the chair. They say, where's the patient here? I say, right here. I look around. Yeah, that's, they didn't believe it. I said, well, yeah, I'm right here. Because I refuse to put on that gown that they make you wear. Because that gown make you look sick. Praise God. So I refused to wear that gown. I would wear my own clothes and I'd be sitting right down there. And they didn't recognize me because, I wasn't wearing that gown. Well, you don't need to act like you're sick, even though you're sick. You need to act like you're healed. Hallelujah, somebody. They told me, I'd never, they said, you'll be out of work for, if I can give me a note to my job and so forth. We'll be out for about 6-8 months or whatever, and all that. Well, 3 days later, after I was discharged, I was back at work. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. Oh yeah, I had to drag my feet and everything. Couldn't drive and all. I said, my wife, I told her, you're going to have to drive me to work. She said, well, are you? And I said, I'm going to work. Amen. And I'll get up, I'll walk around that neighborhood. And I said, no way I'm staying down. Amen, somebody. No, look, sometimes you may fall. Like that one case, but the Bible says the righteous he falleth, but he rises every time. Amen. Don't you ever stay down for the count. You got to use the word and speak to your situation. Praise God. I remember also, you know, one long time ago when I was in debt. Now listen to this, some of you. Many years ago. This was many years ago. I have not been in debt by the grace of God since 1987. So this is a long time ago. But at that time when I was in debt, I was in so much debt. Of course, you know, my pastor, he told us many years, you know, many times, you know, stay out of debt. You know, but, well, maybe I listened, maybe I didn't listen. But anyway, I got into debt, you know, and so forth like that. You know, I'm telling you now, you stay out of debt too. Amen. You know, you're doing some good. So anyway, you know, finally, when the Lord, you know, when I had it, I said, Lord, that's it. I'm getting out of this debt. You know, how am I going to do it? And the Lord showed me some things which I wasn't doing right, you know, of course, you know. And I said, well, Lord, you know, well, I'll take care of that, but I'm going to get out of debt. One of the things the Lord showed me was, you know, I withheld my tithes all that time. Because I said, well, you know, I don't have enough, so I can't pay tithes and so forth, you know, and all that. You know, and when the Lord showed me all that, I went back and I paid my back tithes. You know, some of you may never have heard or anything like that. You know, just like you owe the IRS, they'll get you and you got to go back and pay your back taxes. And I went back and paid everything. I told the Lord, I said, Lord, if you help me, I'll never go back to debt. And I spoke to my situation. I said, I will be out of debt in a couple of months. And I will not go back into debt. Hallelujah, somebody. And I began to speak to my, and I took my credit cards, and I had a bunch of them. And I got up in the night one day, you know, daytime or whatever. And I just took a pair of scissors to those credit cards, and I raked them up. You know, and my wife, she was looking. She didn't say anything. You know, so I think that same night, she was just remembering how I was fighting with those credit cards, you know, and then she was just laughed, you know, she laughed and laughed. She fell up from the bed, rolled over, you know, that kind of laughter, and I didn't know what she was laughing about. Now, that kind of laughter is kind of contagious. Somebody laughed, you know, she rolled over from the bed, fall down the floor, and then I began to laugh. I didn't know what she was laughing about. I would laugh. So finally, and I could not, it was a kind of hysterical laugh. And I couldn't get her to stop. Finally, I said, so, what are you laughing about? We've been laughing for about 10 minutes. What are you laughing about? And she laughed some more. Okay, finally, all right now, okay. I mean, that's okay. Tell me now, what are you laughing about? I said, well, I saw how you were fighting with those credit cards. Said, that's what you're laughing about? I said, all things are legal for me, but I will not be brought down under the power of anything. Amen. I may have credit cards, but no credit card is going to have dominion over me. Amen. I said, that's why I destroyed those cards. Amen. And I told the Lord, I said, yeah, that's it, Lord. I'm done with that. You know, I will be a lender and not a borrower all the days of my life. And I began to speak to my situation. I was a young man then, in 1987. I began to speak to my situation. I said, I will be a lender in this land and not the other way around. Amen? You know, we just moved from Nigeria and so forth, you know, back in those days. You know, and you know, I said this about 2 weeks ago when I was preaching the anointing of increase. And I said, look, when the anointing of increase is on your life, doesn't matter whether you move to another town, you move to another city, you move to another state, or you even move to another country. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. The anointing will follow you. Amen. You know, the anointing of increase was always on my life, but I drowned it by going into debt. Hello, somebody. But when I wised up, I said, Lord, I'm done with that. And I began to speak to my situation. The next thing I know, God turned all of that around until this day. Hallelujah. To the glory of God. Praise God. The only debt I owe is to Christ. Amen. Amen. Owe no man anything. You know, but I owe the Lord my life. You know, because now I am a servant of the Lord. Because of His mercy that He showed on me. Praise God. Now, so I want some of you to begin to speak to you. You say, well, that's mind over matter. No, that is the word of God working in your life. I want you to begin to speak to your situation. Praise the name of the Lord. I'm going to close with a story, a very famous story here, you know, in the Bible. You know, in Ezekiel chapter 37, there is this story of a, you know, this man prophet Ezekiel. God took him to this valley, and he saw all these dry bones. They were dead and stinking. You know, been there for years. God asked him a question, and he said, "Look, can these bones live again?" Hello. Well, can the dry things in your life live again?
Yes.
Well, Ezekiel, he was a smart guy. You know, he didn't know if those bones could live again. So he, you know, but he knew that, you know, it's kind of like, Lord, is that a trick question or what? You know, so it's like, well, I don't know, Lord. Thou knowest. And the Lord said, well, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. See, this is the way the Lord always works. Check out the scriptures from Genesis to Revelation. God always prophesies what he is going to do. The Lord will do nothing but he revealeth his secrets to his servants, the prophets. Amos 3 and 7. The Lord will always predict. He will say, I will do this. And I will do that. And even sometimes he will say, tomorrow I will do this. Go down against your enemies, I will do that. He always gives them time. And he will prophesy and give that opportunity for that word to get in your heart. Amen. Praise God. You also have opportunity to disbelieve the word. You know, that's right. Because the word of the Lord is tried. So God will always tell you in advance. So God said, okay, here's what I'm going to do. You know, prophesy unto these bones. Prophesy unto them and say unto them, thus saith the Lord, ye dry bones, I will bring flesh upon you. You know, God is saying what he's going to do. But first he says what he's going to do. Amen? So this is what you need to begin to do in your lives. You need to begin to prophesy what is going to happen to your life, into your life. Amen? Amen? Don't wait until it happens. Prophesy it into your life.
Amen.
That's how it's going to happen. You know, prophesy that you will be out of debt in a month. Praise God. Hallelujah. You know, I mean, the message said during the anointing of increase, take that anointing and put it on the whatever you owe and so forth. God will bring you out of debt. You know, if you believe in and act upon it, you know, you will see that it will begin to happen. And you begin to prophesy it. Say, I will be out of debt. You know, I will not be sick. Amen. You are looking for work to say, I will find work this coming week.
Amen.
Hello, somebody.
Amen.
Praise God. Of course, you have to work. You know, I mean, you know, if you don't work, the Bible says, you know, you shouldn't eat. You know, so don't just sit down watching TV all day long, you know, and say, you know, I want to find a job. You know, he that seeks, findeth.
Amen.
And he that asks, receives. And to him that not, that's my ASK rule, by the way. A is for ask, S is for seek, and K is for knock. ASK, right? Ask. You got to ask, you got to seek, and you got to knock. You know, you got to do all those three things. You know, so you can't be walking against God when you are prophesying things to you. But you must prophesy things into your life. You know, so you prophesy to the wind. He was told, the Son of Man, prophesy to the wind. Thus saith the Lord, come and blow upon these dry bones. Hello, somebody. How many of you know that God has ministering spirits? That there are angels that are sent forth to minister on your behalf? How many of you know that?
Amen.
That's right. God's got those angels, you know. So you need to be prophesying to those angels to be doing some things. And your life needs to be motivating those angels to do something. God showed me this one time. You know, I think I said this one time, you know, in the church. You know, I saw a bunch of angels and I saw some of them, you know, some of them very active and some very morose and sad, folded arms and so forth. It's like, I mean, these ones are so agile and so forth. What about these other ones? And I noticed that the ones that were agile and moving and doing things, they were the ones assigned to people on earth who were doing the same kind of things. Those people on earth were believing and proclaiming and declaring things, and their angels were moving. Cha, 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 cha. And the others that were like, well, you know, nobody knows the sorrow I've seen. Nobody knows my troubles. Well, the angels were just like that too. Nobody knows. the trouble he has seen. Nobody knows his problems. Well, you know, well, you're going to be like that already. And you will be like that if you continue to sing those kind of songs. Snap out of it.
Yes.
Hallelujah, somebody.
Yes.
Snap out of that. And begin to command some things. By faith, we understand that the world was framed by the word of God. When there was nothing, God began to speak things into existence. Now, I want you to stand to your feet here this morning. I want to challenge some people to begin to speak some things into existence today. Things that are not happening in your life that should be happening. Hallelujah. A word in season. Begin to speak the word. Hallelujah. Now, for anybody that is sick, you have pain in your body, you have pain in your back, it's been there for months or years or whatever, hallelujah, or you have any kind of sickness, I want you out here right now. We're going to speak some things together. Pain, sickness, disease, let's take care of these things. Hallelujah. You say, well, you know, doctor said, well, you have this, you have that, you know. I don't care what the doctors say, but we believe what the word of God says.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. You know, the doctors may even say, well, you've got a degenerative disc disease. You got something that is broken in your back. You got something that, you know, cannot be fixed. Well, that's what the doctor said. I'm going to tell you what the word of God says. The word of God says, you are complete in Him. You are complete in Him. Hallelujah. I don't want you to be saying, I am complete in Him. My body is complete in Him. I am healed from the crown of my head to the soles of my feet. Hallelujah. I've got the liquid fire of the blood of Jesus passing through my veins. My goodness. Yes, that's right. The liquid fire of the blood of Jesus passing through your veins. No sickness can stand before that. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Now, the lion and the eagle ministries have combined together to give us complete authority over all sickness and disease. So now, I want to declare, and I want you to declare with me. If you have any pain in your back, put your hand there. You have in your chest, you have in your stomach, you have wherever. And I want you to declare, listen to what the Bible says. The word of God can penetrate your bones and your marrows. Hallelujah. It will divide asunder your soul and your spirit. Your soul is where the emotion is. And all that unbelief and stuff like that. But your spirit is where the power of the word of God is. The word of God will come in there and strengthen the spirit. Hallelujah. Now I want you to speak the word of God into your body. Speak that word. Command that part of your body. Hallelujah. Command that part of your body that is not doing well. Command it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Speak to that part of your body. Say, like Ezekiel said, hear the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord. I want you to say, thus saith the Lord God to my back. Healed in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Now, I want to declare healing for every one of you. No matter what the enemy has put on you, the enemy has done this. This is not the will of God for you to be sick, for your body to be afflicted. You should be whole, lacking nothing. And I want you to declare that wholeness in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you for your people, Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus.
wings of healing.
I see wings of healing over the people here this morning. Hallelujah, Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. And now as you begin to declare that to yourself, begin to say, begin to say like the psalmist, I will say of the Lord. That's right. He is my refuge and my strength. My God, in Him will I trust. Hallelujah. Yeah. I will say of the Lord, He is my healer. I am the Lord that healeth thee. And I will not put any of these sicknesses upon you that I put upon the Egyptians. As long as you obey my word, do all of my statutes, keep my commandments, and follow hard after me, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. If you believe that the Lord is walking on your body, give Him a hand clap. Hallelujah. Amen. I want to tell you that, you know, I don't need to lay hands on you. You know? Amen. Jesus, the Lord Himself, He performed the very first surgery in this world. You know, put Adam to sleep. Amen. That's how the physicians, that's how they found out that you need anesthesia. You know, they found that out from the Bible. You know, so He knows how to do these things. Praise God. You don't need nobody. All you need is Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, of course, if you don't have, you know, that kind of faith and so forth, or, you know, situation is, you know, distressful, you know, medical help, you know, we thank God for the doctors. They do a good job and all that. But sometimes there are some things that even they themselves cannot do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now, let me tell you something also about God. You should listen to our message on the website called Total Recovery. Now, God is not the kind of person that, you know, puts a band-aid on your sickness. Hallelujah. Hello, somebody. Hallelujah. You know. And that's something that doctors can't do. They can't reverse, you know, anything that has happened. They can, you know, put a band-aid on you and have to go for God. Hallelujah. He can erase everything. Praise God. Make you brand new. He said, behold, I make all things new. I am Alpha and Omega. See, and every time He says something, He puts a seal on it. He will say, I am the Lord. I am Alpha and Omega. When He puts that seal on His promise, you can take it to heaven. Hallelujah. Behold, I make all things new in your life. Now, I want you, if you say, look, I have been struggling with finances. I've been struggling with this. I can't find a job and so forth. I want you today. Now, never mind yesterday. That was yesterday. Today is a new day. Amen. Hallelujah. I want you to declare and look, I tell you what. You know, even though today is Sunday and they, you know, businesses may not be looking for you today, the word that you declare today will go into action and make preparation for you against tomorrow. Amen. God will begin to put and set things in motion for you. So I want you to declare and say, I believe God. That's right. You know, the Lord has said, I will supply all my needs according to His riches. You know, so you begin to declare to yourself, say, this week. Hallelujah. Now you're looking for something from the Lord. Begin to speak it to yourself. Begin to declare to yourself. Prophesy to the winds. Prophesy to the angels. The ministry spirits, let them begin to come forth and carry out things to make this thing happen on your behalf. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, somebody. Hallelujah, somebody. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, this is something, you know, that I want everybody to carry with you through the week. Don't wait until you come to church and then the pastor lays hands on you. No. This is something that you got with you the whole week long. Hallelujah. Praise God. You need to stir up yourself. In fact, the Bible says in Isaiah chapter 52 and verse 2, O captive daughter of Zion, shake thyself from the dust. Loose yourself from the bands around your neck. Don't wait for somebody else to loose the bands for you. Loose yourself from the band. Speak a word in season to your own life. When you wake up in the morning, I want you to look at the mirror. And you want to say, mirror, mirror on the wall. Who is the best of them all but Jesus Christ in my life? Amen. Amen. And you want to say, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. I will be above only. And I will not be beneath. Hallelujah. I will be lender and not borrower. Praise God. And I will be a soul winner. That's right. Hallelujah. Because he that winneth souls is wise. And the wise shall shine as stars. They are the real stars in the kingdom of God. I will bring souls to the kingdom of God. And wherever I go today, I will be a son of encouragement. My words will be dropped like doctrine. They will drop like rain. They will distill like dew upon the earth. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Psalm 45 and verse 1, it says, my heart is indicted a good matter. Yes. I will speak of the matters of things which I have made concerning the Lord. The things that you have made today concerning the Lord, speak of those things throughout the week. He said, my tongue is a pen of a ready writer. Are you ready to speak these things into existence in your life? Throughout the week. Don't wait for anybody. Don't wait for Sunday. Hallelujah, somebody. Amen. Say, blessed be the Lord my God. You know, who causes my hands to fight, my fingers to war, and all these things. Who makes me to leap over walls. All the walls that are in front of you. Leap over them one by one. Amen, somebody. Amen. Life is an obstacle course. You know, it's not a sprint. You know, but no matter what thing faces you, you know, you speak the word of God into that situation. Say unto this mountain, Jesus said, be thou removed. You know, don't pray to the mountain. Don't just say to the mountain. Hallelujah. And there are some mountains that are in your way. You speak to those mountains. Hallelujah. Even your health may be a mountain, because if you don't have good health, you can't do very much for anybody. You know, yourself. You know, speak to those mountains. Be thou removed. Hallelujah. Praise God. And I want you to say, you know, at the end of the day, you know, before you go to bed, you say, Lord, I thank you for everything you've done today, but tomorrow will be a better day. And when you wake up in the morning, declare a word in season for your life. You say, wow, you know, I see that today is a good day already. Hello! Today is going to bring me, it's going to make the lines to fall onto me in pleasant places. I shall increase more and more, and my children as well. Begin to speak a word in season to your life. And God, he will cause the Spirit of the Lord to move upon the dead bones. He will cause the Spirit of the Lord to move upon the things that are chaotic and out of order in your life. Hallelujah. And he will bring order. Praise God. Lift up your hand this morning and let's bless the name of the Lord together. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Enforcing the word of God in your life is a responsibility that you have for yourself. Don't need nobody to pray for you. Don't need nobody to lay hands on you. This is something that you can do yourself and you should do every day. And if you are a parent, lay hands on your children. Hallelujah. And command the blessing upon them. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh my. The Lord is good. I love the Lord because he has heard me and the voice of my supplication. And I want to thank you, Lord, today because you have spoken your word to your people. Now, Lord, I believe in my heart that the word of God shall never return void. But it will accomplish God's purpose and it will prosper in the thing whereunto it is sent. Now let this word that is spoken today, let it be a word in season. Let it bring a lifting up to those that are down. And let them remember as they go through the week that this word is in their mouth. The Bible says the word is in your mouth. The word of faith is already in your mouth in Romans chapter 10. You don't need to go to heaven to bring Christ down. The word is in your mouth. You don't need to look for him in the grave because he is risen. He's no longer there. The word is in your mouth. Speak that word every day to your situation. Hallelujah. God gives the word through you. And he also will give a great company to publish that word. He has a company of angels that are ready to do the bidding of God's word in your life. Hallelujah. As we close, I want you to meditate on this one verse. In Psalm 103 verse 20, we are told that the angels that excel in strength, they are hearkening to the voice of God's word. That will match that revelation I told you. They are waiting to hear God's word on your behalf. I mean from your mouth. And they will act upon it when you speak his word. Speak the word of God. A word in season into your life every day. Speak the word of God into somebody else as well. A word in season. Season with grace. Season with salt. Bringing hope to the hopeless. Bringing deliverance to the oppressed. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Let's lift up our hands and bless his name. Yeah. Give the Lord a hand clap. Hallelujah. There is power in the name of Jesus to break every chain. And I believe that every chain is broken in your life this morning in Jesus' name. Anything that is holding you down, sickness, disease, finances, depression, oppression of any kind, that chain is broken in Jesus' name. Let's lift our hands as we close the service. Lord, we thank you. Receive all the glory. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Now the Lord be gracious unto you. Lift up his countenance upon you this week. Give you all the desires of your heart according to his word. And cause that word to go forth out of your lips to break every chain. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen and amen.